Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You know, as of today, the president's plan to avert the fiscal cliff still does not meet the two standards that I laid out the day after the election. His plan does not fulfill his promise to bring a balanced approach to solving this problem. It's mainly tax hikes. And his plan does not begin to solve our debt crisis. It actually increases spending. Our plan meets these standards. It cuts spending and paves the way for real job growth in our country. In the 5 weeks since we've signaled our willingness to forge an agreement with the president, he's never put forth a plan that meets these standards. And frankly, it's why we don't have an agreement today. You know, the longer the White House slow walks this discussion, the closer our economy gets to the fiscal cliff, and the more American jobs are placed in jeopardy.
There's the story from the Republican side as the fiscal slope conversation continues to be front and center for the most part all week long here. It's Thursday, the 13th of December. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Mr. Boehner explaining there why there is no deal yet in Washington. It's the president's problem. So let's get started with a review of where we've been here in the last 24 hours or so, getting you caught up with some of your favorite talk radio programs as we analyze and listen to the conversations on lots of programs that do good talk radio. The focus on the issues of the day, mostly, and this is the issue of the day. Here are talk hosts Bruce Wolf and Dan Proft with Congressman Tom Cole of Oklahoma, who says the Republicans ought to take the president's deal.
You actually say the Republicans should take the deal that the president is offering?
Well, it doesn't mean we should agree with him on everything. But and look, I don't agree tax rates should go up on anybody. But I do agree that 98% of the people shouldn't even be worrying about this thing right now. If we agree that we're not going to raise taxes on people that make them less than $250,000, why not get that done right now? I think that takes them out of the line of fire. They're not used as leverage in the debate by either side. And frankly, if they are leverage, I think they're Democratic leverage. Most importantly, I think it sets the mood to move on to the other issues. We still got a lot of leverage in this. The leverage in the American people, the leverage is the spending cuts, which Democrats want to try to avoid.
Well, see, that you mentioned the 98% being Democrat leverage, and is your kind of real reason why you want to take the deal is because you think avoidance of blame is better than acceptance of responsibility?
No. Look, it's pretty simple. I think I've been in a lot of negotiations in my lifetime. Sometimes the best thing to do is, hey, nothing's settled until everything's settled. Other times the best thing to do is take items off the table one at a time. This is one, number one, that, again, we agree on. Why should we be fighting over 98% of the American people that make less than $250,000 a year? And by the way, that's 80% of the Bush tax cuts, which will now be made permanent, not temporary. So these people will never have to go through this again, and it'll be very difficult to have their taxes raised. I actually think that's a Republican victory. That's not some sort of concession to the president. I think actually he's making a big concession to us. And the longer we talk about this subject, the less time we'll have to talk about what really counts.
Well, what
spending cuts and entitlements.
Well, that's the whole thing. Why not say, you know, have the quid pro quo be that there's got to be something on the other side? They got to give something here.
Well, I think they do have to give something, but let's remember, this isn't a quid pro quo. Taxes on everybody are going to go up in less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, but
that's current law. I mean, it's not like if we hunker down and don't do anything, you know, we can hold fast and taxes won't go up. Taxes go up automatically for everybody. So why not, if you say, well, at least on 98%, we agreed, let's take them out now. Right now, those people are worried. The president's out campaigning all over the country, saying, my gosh, if the Republicans don't cave, everybody's taxes are going to go up. Take these people out. That takes his argument away, and then move on to the issues that count.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? when you actually listen to it and think it through. That's Republican Congressman Tom Cole of Oklahoma. If you're in Oklahoma, you think his idea is good? Generally speaking, around the country, is that a good, strong, solid position to be taking? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we review the hot hits and talk radio. Matter of fact, how many people think that it's a good idea for lawmakers to forego Christmas this year in order to hammer out this deal? House Speaker Boehner told members not to make any plans for the holiday, gave no indication that any real progress has been made, continues to seek a permanent extension of all the Bush-era tax rates. And now on the other side, the administration is seeking to raise taxes on the wealthy, and that's pretty much it. 800-510-8255. Let's listen to talk host Charlie Sykes with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. And they talk about how frustrated Johnson is with this ongoing process.
I see a new study that 75% of Obama's proposed tax hikes will go toward new spending. The president is predicting that Republicans are going to cave on raising the tax rates. And new poll suggests that if this deal isn't cut, that the American people are going to blame Republicans. So where are we at today?
Well, first of all, let's talk about what an absurd process this really is. I mean, the fact that you've got a couple elected officials with their unelected staff, you know, holed up in some dark room where nobody can see or know what's pulling off here. We got a couple weeks left here, and so these individuals are going to decide the financial future of this country. I mean, it's absolutely absurd. It started in the 2010 lame duck, you know, continued on through the debt ceiling negotiation, the super committee. At least we had a few more elected officials involved in that process. So now we are here once again, haven't started really fixing these problems. And you've got two people that are going to solve all this problem. It's absurd, but the fact of the matter is there's not a whole lot that the Republicans can really do about preventing tax increases. You know, he holds all the cards in this negotiation because if he's not willing to sign a bill, taxes are going to go up.
Everybody's taxes are going to go up.
Now, you know, obviously Republicans, we want to make sure that the economy grows. We don't want to do anything that harms economic growth. Any tax increase will harm economic growth. The fewer that we enact, the less harm that will be caused. But the fact of the matter is, when you increase taxes on individuals, you know, I don't know of a tax increase that helps grow the economy or creates even one job, and that's really how you get revenue to the federal government. I've got the numbers to prove it. Let me quick go through them. Even with our meager recovery that we've had since 2009, revenue to the federal government has increased by $344 billion per year. If we just return to a normal average, I mean, like we had in 2007 when federal revenue was 18.5% of our economy, that would increase revenue by more than $400 billion per year. Add those two together, you have over $75 billion. At the high end, President Obama's punishing success proposal would raise maybe $75 billion, a tenth of what economic growth results in. And by punishing success, you put at risk that economic growth that's 10 times more effective. I have no idea why he wants to do it. It's a punitive tax. It's his redistribution scheme. It's class warfare. But that's what he's dedicated to, and it's a shame.
All right. Well, I think he's pretty much on, too. So there's something to take out of both those conversations, which is the best thing about the really good news talk radio discussions, getting to the bottom of situations like this, at least some kind of news talk radio. There are other things that go on in talk radio that we don't necessarily profile. Here's some of the great information you get from people like Clark Howard and the other folks that are doing information helpful. Joy Brown does a great program. It may not be about the issues of the day. Dave Ramsey, that sort of thing. But we're here to take the local hosts and get their paring down of issues like the fiscal slope. I refuse to call it a cliff. 16 past the hour on the countdown.
On Chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 Chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 Chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of ChapStick this year. All in the cough and cold aisle. ChapStick. Apply happy.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered on a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know, the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh, whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really? Really?
It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What, do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
All right, so the Republicans are under the influence of Boehner, the Democrats under the influence of President Obama. The countdown discussing the fiscal slope. Let's listen to Joy calling from Maryland with an idea.
I actually have an idea, which I don't know how popular it would necessarily be with the American people, but I'm not necessarily concerned as much with giving up something on as far as a tax deduction as much as I am with proposing a new idea in which instead of that contribution to the presidential fund, that box that's on the end of your tax return, changing that to, say, make a contribution to reduce the debt. So I wouldn't mind giving up an extra portion or percentage of my tax return each year to do that. I personally do get a write-off for my mortgage interest tax, and I also tend to make contributions to charitable organizations. So I tend to use both of those. I don't get any other deductions other than sometimes the state tax. I do get that, or the federal tax, things like that. But I really am concerned with maybe if we looked at it differently, if it would stop the arguing and the bickering back and forth, if we could perhaps as citizens make a contribution to reduce the debt. And I'd like to see that change versus some of the other things that are on the table right now.
Well, that's interesting. You thought that through. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Tom in South Dakota talking about what he wants to do.
I'd be willing to give up my earned income credit, which amounts to about $1,000 per year for me. I would be willing to give up that it'd help out the country. But one I would not give up is my standard mileage rate. I deliver newspapers, and that would be not good for me to give up that.
It's okay. You told us what you're thinking and a good idea. Thank you, sir. More calls and more info on the fiscal slope coming up here.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. I'm Doug, and you are you, and we are here to, I suppose, worship at the altar of conversation radio news talk, so-called issue-oriented political talk radio, and some of the great callers and talkers that we monitor around the country. The issue is the fiscal situation. Here's host Tom Rose with Congressman Larry Boshin of Indiana talking about the Democrats. And again, this is not necessarily a sensitive new age way of looking at it, but let's listen.
It's called the fiscal cliff. What about a piece of legislation banning the use of that term? I'm so sick of it, I'm going to throw myself off a cliff if I hear it much more.
Yeah, you and me both. I think the problem is that, the press out there want to promote this because it sells. I mean, it sells newspapers. It sells TV time on TV, and it gives the TV pundits something to talk about. But the reality of it is that, you know, it's a Washington, D.C. created situation that we're in, and the fact of the matter is that from our perspective, from a House Republican's perspective, the president and the Democrats aren't serious about solving our nation's fiscal problems. They're more interested in political payback to the people that supported them, and that's what the president's doing. You saw him campaigning in Michigan when he should be hunkered down at the White House with congressional leaders trying to get this problem solved.
Campaigning for what is the question? Wasn't the election just over? This is a guy who knows how to campaign, who knows how to avoid personal responsibility, but doesn't apparently know how to lead. Tell us, to the extent that you're able to, either by virtue of confidentiality or maybe you don't know anything, where are we right now? The president appears to be spending a lot of time with Speaker Boehner. He was at the White House again last night. What are they talking about, and what will Congressman Boehner have to bring back to his caucus, to you guys, that you'd be prepared to accept?
Well, I don't know much more, really, than you do at this point. I mean, I think, and I understand why. I mean, I think the negotiations have been fairly tight-lipped. But the fact of the matter is the president's stuck on raising taxes on the top two tax brackets, which will hit 50% of all small business income in our country. And most of your listeners probably know that over the years, no matter what the tax rates are, the revenue to the federal government stays about 18-19% of the GDP. And so I just see the president's position as political payback. I mean, no one that understands the history of revenue and spending in this town gets that raising taxes is going to solve this problem.
All right, so let's listen to Rita calling into the countdown from Kentucky on our spending spree.
The first thing we have to do as citizens is stop spending. And if the government would abide by the things that we did during the Depression, neighbors helping neighbors, I want to continue with, unfortunately, my husband and I made plans, even though he started getting Social Security in 1936 when it came out, and I was in grade school, a little girl, and we both worked, of course, and paid into it. So I don't know that anybody needs to give anything up if the government would just cut the spending and use the taxes that we give them fiscally.
All right. So let's finish this off by listening to Fred in Florida, ready to give up some of his benefits.
I would be willing to give up some of my Medicare benefits. I currently get free shoes and other benefits from Medicare that I would be willing to give up. I would be willing to give up my charitable deductions because I feel that I give quite a bit to my charitable deductions.
Yeah. How about we just get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, and you don't have to give up anything. 800-510-8255, the right-to-work discussion up next on the countdown.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Dave Davis here with the Channel 5 traffic report. You're on your own, commuters. I've got shopping to do. Drop her over there, Nick, at the mall.
Prep your car for holiday travel and check gifts off your list today at Sears Auto Center. Come in now and get a $21.99 conventional oil change plus a $5 coupon to shop while you wait. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center. Stop by or visit SearsAuto.com for more offers and coupons.
Valid for most vehicles. Regularly $29.99. Coupon valid through 12/29. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Check out StunGunMics.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMics.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMics.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMics.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
So here we are, back again, second half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. A lot of things to yak about today, as usual. The right-to-work decision that was made, not like, I love the news media. 5 minutes ago, they decided in Michigan they were going to enact a law. No, they've been discussing it for months. In fact, for years, this discussion has been going on in our country. There are 24 states that are so-called right-to-work states. And the essence of that means that you don't have to belong to unions in order to get government jobs and to belong to a union in a private sector. If you don't want to, even though they may negotiate for you, you have the right not to support what they do. Like a lot of people object to the political contributions that are made by unions in the name of the union. And if you belong, you don't agree with those politics, why should your money be extricated from you? It's like a tax. So that's what gets people upset. Plus, more jobs may be available. And on the other side, people argue that it's just big business trying to screw the small guy. There's probably some of that to an extent. Yeah, there probably is some of that. But right to work equals right to choose, as far as I'm concerned. So let's get a background here on the latest discussions going on this week, starting with host Gary Allen and Steve Kelly here talking to the governor of Michigan, Rich Snyder, about this new legislation.
You know, a month ago, this was not even on your radar. 30 days later, it's probably, if not the biggest, one of the most political victories ever in the history of this state. How do you react to that?
Well, again, this is something that I was not looking to have on my agenda. It really came about because of the summertime activities when labor leaders moved ahead with putting Proposal 2 on the ballot. And I cautioned them to say if they did this, it could bring up a lot of other issues and create divisiveness on right to work. And unfortunately, you know, that happened, but given that was there, I viewed it was important to take a leadership position. When it's a divisive issue, let's try to get it sorted out, cleared up, and move on. And I'm proud of what took place. I think it was the right answer to stand up for workers.
Was it right to do it so fast, though? I mean, that's the argument. They didn't have time to talk about it or argue or anything.
We've been talking about right to work in Michigan for a long time, and after the election, there were a lot of discussions on this. In fact, it was pretty clear that I went public and said, you know, I'm getting labor people to talk to the Speaker, the Senate Majority Leader, people in the legislature, and we spent a number of days going through that. That was quite public, and I think Michigan citizens clearly knew right to work was being discussed, and they had a lot of opportunity to talk to legislators.
Governor, what do you tell the many hardworking union people in this state that are afraid by this decision?
Well, again, I would hope they shouldn't be afraid because, again, this is about doing something for workers. This is giving workers freedom to choose. And if unions are presenting a value proposition that they're doing good things, people are going to be happy to pay. They're going to see value in it. That's what made unions great in the last century is people flocked to join the unions because of working conditions, other things that unions were helping with. If you fast forward to today, unions should be able to provide that same value proposition. And if they're not, people shouldn't be forced to pay dollars to belong to something they don't see value in, and it hopefully would encourage unions to be more innovative and creative to say, here are ways they can provide value so people would want to join.
Amen to that, brother. I don't know, I've never really heard much of what Governor Snyder's had to say before, but that is amen right on. Do, instead of forcing people, it's the same as the government. No wonder these guys get along so well, union leaders and government leaders. They do the same thing. They want to push you around and tell you what to do and how to do it. Don't think for yourself. Listen to us. That was an excellent conversation. Thank you to the hosts and to the governor of Michigan. I learned a lot there. Did you? 800-510-8255. Want your state to be like that? Here's host Charlie Langdon talking to Labor Attorney Richard Mack about what the new right-to-work legislation will mean there from their point of view for workers.
Let's assume I'm a union worker. I work for the UAW. I'm a Ford worker. I'm on the line. I'm in the UAW. Can I, assuming after 90 days, because right-to-work doesn't kick in 90 days, well, what am I going to be able to do? Do I have to pay my dues, first of all? So number one question, do I have to pay dues? Okay, what's the answer?
Under right to work, you do not have to pay, you can elect not to pay dues to the union as a consequence of keeping your job.
Okay.
That's essentially what right to work means. It gets rid of what are called union security clauses in the contract, which, you know, say that as a consequence of continuing to keep your job, you have to pay dues or a service fee. What's important to also point out is that even before yesterday, states across the country, all states, no worker in a union shop had to be a member of a union. You could elect to be what's called a service fee payer. Okay. So, for instance, you have $50 a month in union dues.
Okay.
You may elect, you know, of that $50 a month, the union has to hire accountants and file accounting reports with the federal government, which break out how that $50 is spent. That's for every one of their members.
All right. So, and that's because is it most? And I don't want to get too technical, but there are a couple of different kinds of unions. There's open shops, agency shops, and union shops. In my understanding, Richard Mack, that most of the unions in this state, UAW in particular, are agency shops, meaning that it's just what you're talking about now. You don't have to pay union dues, but you do, under the old law, have to pay a service fee or an administrative fee or an agency fee. Is that true?
Well, there were some Supreme Court rulings which came down which said that it's important to allow union members the opportunity to not pay the full amount of union dues because the rulings went that the unions may spend some of that money for, I don't know, the steward's retirement party or Christmas party or maybe,
some other thing that didn't have to do with
representing you, didn't have to do with negotiating your contract. Yeah.
Or try to get Governor Snyder recalled, something like that.
They have packs for that.
All right. Final thought on this from host Ed Schultz, who talks to Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, Democrat, about the right to work. The essence of this is the other side. You've heard the right side, now here's the left side.
Do you think right-to-work legislation helps bring jobs to your state?
No, absolutely not. I mean, the reality is this. If workers vote to have a union and if somebody comes into the workplace, they don't have to join. That's the fallacy. They don't have to join. The governor's wrong when he says that.
But I mean, in economic development,
Right. I think it's important, though, to go to the point to say that the difference is they get the benefits of collective bargaining, higher wages, higher benefits. The question is, do they contribute? Yeah. Not whether or not they get the benefits. So does it help? No. And in fact, as you pointed out last night on the show, wages and benefits are lower. Working conditions are less safe in states where workers don't have a voice at the bargaining table to collectively bargain. We don't want to race to the bottom. You know, we want to race to the top. That's what we're all about. And this sets us on a dangerous course of a race to the bottom that will be detrimental and, frankly, threaten the entire middle class of this country.
Senator, the Wall Street Journal ran this editorial today. The headline is Worker Liberation in Michigan. And the last sentence reads, right to work breaks this cycle of government-aided monopoly union power from the larger economic good. Is it hard to fight this kind of rhetoric?
It's certainly tough, particularly when it's not accurate. I mean, what this does on a practical basis is say that when you benefit by safe working conditions and higher wages and having your pension protected, you're no longer going to have to contribute to collective bargaining in the process that gives you those benefits. That's not fair. That's not the American way. It's a power grab, unfortunately, in the purest, most partisan sense, and it's very, very disappointing to see my state in this situation.
Your state is in that situation, madam, because your leadership is corrupt. The state is corrupted by unions that have not understood the message of the time. Like it or not, there are some things that she said in there that make good sense, but under the circumstances, in your mind, and I'm going to leave this for our callers to sort of hash out, what does America need, really? What does America want? What do you have a right to have? That may be I think that might be a good focus or direction for this conversation. And your calls are next here on The Countdown.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle, up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-494-4800 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-494-4800. That's 1-800-494-4800. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
Are you tired of so-called experts telling you what to do all the time? You may be considering a mortgage to purchase or to refinance a home.
Or if you're 62, you might be considering the government's reverse mortgage program. Well, don't believe everything you hear. Take your own action and call today for a free guide filled with up-to-date information on mortgages, home purchasing, renewing reverse mortgages, and credit restoration. The guides are free and full of facts you need to know. The Center for Sound Consumer Advice is dedicated to keeping you informed. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there's never been a fee and never, ever even one complaint. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Call 800-593-6405. That's 800-593-6405. Call today for your free mortgage guide. Again, that's 800-593-6405.
800-510-8255, Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. A discussion of the right-to-work legislation passed in Michigan is where we are with your callers. Has Michigan dealt a blow to unions by approving this right-to-work measure in the heart of organized labor's industrial stronghold? You want to move it to your neighborhood. There are a lot of people who think, hey, this is very cool. Let's do it. Mac in Florida, that's a right-to-work state already. Mac, what do you think of all this?
I've told you before, good morning, Bob. I'm kind of pretty much on the right in my politics, but I kind of benefited from both. I'm originally from upstate New York. I've been here 30 years. I went through the educational system in New York, went through a four-year apprenticeship, and my journeyman millwright, Carpenter millwright, Red Seal millwright, and since then I've built my own business. And I told your call screener that I come down here, I was head and shoulders above everybody. Guys that were 20 years older than me. The education system at that time lacked behind. Now it's even further behind in the South. Uh-huh. And I don't know why that is, but it's just true. So with my journeyman card and the education I was given by the union, it was great. But the problem is, there's a group thing. I mean, in the beginning, before I went in my own business, we'd go on jobs, and sometimes material wouldn't be there. Rather than send us home or send us to another job, they would tell us to disappear so they could keep the payroll high. I spent 60 days one winter, almost 90, go play cards. We'd go upstairs and hide and play cards. You can't do that on a real job. I would never have my guys do that now that I own my own business. Mm-hmm. Can't afford it.
Yeah.
I think that I don't want to sound duplicitous, but the schools, they need to have a vocational system. The unions were great, but they didn't evolve with the times. We can't have groupthink where who cares if they make money? We want our jobs and our benefits. There's got to be a meeting of the mind somewhere. And I don't have the answer because I see kids, I hire kids that are supposedly high school educated. They can't even read. Yeah. They can't even add. Yeah. They can't even think.
That's an excellent overview of this. The educational system is so bad in our country. It's been corrupted by the unions. That's why it's so bad. Public unions screw things up like that because they don't allow the best and brightest to move to the top of the pile. Excellent. Thank you, sir. Eddie in South Carolina on Americans and unions.
I live in so-called work-free state. All right. It doesn't benefit the employees at all. I mean, you know, it's like Her Majesty Haley is like, you know, like you take example, Boeing just moved into Charleston, all right, and they had their first test flight about 2-3 months ago, all right, on the 787, and that was catastrophic. The wheel well caught on fire. The Halon system didn't work. That's supposed to put out the fire instantly. Okay, it's not quantity, it's quality. You need experienced union people, okay? The unions have built this country, and it will continue on no matter what these guys try and do.
800-510-8255. They don't make 787s at the new plant in Carolina. All right, so that's just a comment on the veracity. Here's Nelson in Massachusetts on right to work.
I've worked both in Florida and also in New England, and I am even though I'm a registered Republican, the right to work states really boils down to people making less money. The profits are going to head up towards the owners, and your rights are really taken away. I've seen it in reality. And the union is a very little factor in the right to work state. I mean, they're small in the first place, and it's almost like they're non-existent in Florida. So, but if, you know, somebody wants to be able to have a workplace where they have some rights, then they should oppose the right to work state.
The Oregon Mall shooting up next on the Countdown.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gator is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gator on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown program now with a focus on that gunman in Oregon, the shooting of two people, and then he took his own life. Identified as a 22-year-old Jacob Tyler Roberts, who began shooting with a semi-automatic rifle at a town center there, took out two people, and then he just offed himself. Motive not known. People who died, Stephen Forsyth, 45, and Cindy Ann Euland, 54. The 15-year-old girl injured in critical condition has, according to headlines that I saw, cheated death twice. She was rushed to the hospital in critical condition after being hit here. She survived another tragedy, a head-on automobile crash. Man. What somebody's your belief in a higher power after you hear that story. Here are our hosts Chad Hartman and Dan Cook talking about what we know and what we don't know about the shooting in that mall on their radio program.
The gunman who killed two people and himself in a shooting rampage was a 22-year-old and used a stolen rifle from someone he knew. Authorities said in a press conference, Jacob Tyler Roberts armed himself with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, and had several fully loaded magazines when he arrived at the mall Tuesday. The sheriff said the rifle jammed during the 22-year-old's attack, but he managed to get it working again. He later shot himself. A law enforcement official told AP the shooter did not have a criminal record. The officer spoke on the condition of anonymity. Two people, a 54-year-old woman and a 45-year-old man, were killed, and another, whose age could not be confirmed, was wounded in a serious condition on Wednesday. The shooter wore a mask, fired randomly, investigators said. People at the mall were heroic in helping get shoppers out of the building, including off-duty emergency room nurses who rendered aid. In response to previous mass shootings elsewhere, the first arriving officers were trained to form teams and go inside instead of waiting for SWAT. Yeah, just the footage I bet you guys saw. It looked like they had 100 officers who arrived at the scene promptly, okay? In response to the shootings, they had this training. This could have been much, much worse, said the county sheriff, Craig Roberts. Kind of one of the haunting things about this, Dan, was the Santa describing what he had to do.
When you think about a guy with a rifle opening up in a mall during holiday shopping season,
absolutely,
you're starting to think 25 dead, 50 dead, what are we dealing with here? Oh, my goodness.
This, the number, because I heard...
Not to minimize what these people that lost.
No, exactly. But again, not to minimize, pick your mall. Rosedale, Harmar, Mall of America. I mean, just when it is late in the afternoon and it is teeming with people and someone has a rifle... And the number of shots, the estimates, it seems almost impossible that only two people and then one other individual seriously wounded outside of this person who took his life.
800-510-8255. I thought you'd like to know the number of federally required background checks for prospective gun purchasers has doubled in the past decade, a time when violent crime has been in long decline in many places across the United States. That's the FBI's report for the end of the year. Here's host Bob Miller with a focus on the concealed carry laws at this mall in Portland.
This from Dan. I just got back from Calgary, so I'm not up to speed as much as I'd like to be on this tragedy. I know some will come out against guns if they already haven't. Well, they have. But I see this as the perfect case to promote concealed carry. If a normal citizen like you or me were at the mall legally carrying a pistol, they may have been able to make a small difference. I'd hate to be in that position, but if presented with it, I think a trained citizen may have been able to take the shooter out before they killed more innocent people. Let me tell you something about concealed carry. There's going to be more of it. Because of situations like this, you're going to see more and more concealed carry. And here's why. Most of the major manufacturers of handguns right now have now designed, because the public wanted it, smaller, more concealable guns. Used to be you could get a gun in .380, okay? That's not a big caliber. The stopping power is a little questionable on a .380 or something like that. But most of these little tiny guns were .380. Well, they've designed them now. Most manufacturers, if not all of them, I'm talking about Remington, Sig Sauer, all these guys have come out with a smaller gun in 9mm or .40 caliber, okay? The smaller they make them and the more concealable they make them, the more people will carry them. A lot of people think concealed carry is a really great idea. Then they carry around a 1911 for about a week and decide, wow, this thing's heavy. All right, well, now not so much. Some of these literally fit in your pocket. And you see more of it.
There's a weekend show about guns that's on the radio that has been popular for a long time. I'm just thinking of these sorts of conversations seem like anathema to me. There's no gun control legislation in the hopper for this next year, and there hasn't been any passed since President Obama became president. Just FYI info, which is one of the beauties of the conversation here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.